Ever feel like you're drowning in to-do lists while trying to keep all the plates spinning for your business?
Oh, absolutely. Every entrepreneur knows that feeling, wishing there were more hours in the day.
Right. So that's where this company, for generations to come, caught my eye. They're all about automating your business so you can actually, focus on the stuff you love.
It's a pretty bold promise.
Totally. And we're going to unpack it all right here in this deep dive. We'll see if they can actually deliver or if it's all hype.
Exactly. We'll break down their approach, look at what they can really automate, and figure out, most importantly, if it's right for you.
Okay, so they say they can automate almost anything. Anything. From social media to sales.even, building you a custom CRM system. I mean, is that even possible?
Well, it's tempting to be skeptical, right? But automation has come a long way. It's not just about replacing humans with robots
So
anymore.
it's more about working smarter, not harder.
Exactly. This, for generations to come, they seem to get that. They're really focusing on small to mid-sized businesses, especially in Europe and ASEAN.
Yeah, which makes sense. We're talking about businesses that might not have huge teams or budgets, but still need that extra edge. And that's where this whole bespoke CRM system thing really intrigued me, because honestly, that always felt like a luxury for bigger companies. How could a smaller business afford to build a CRM from scratch?
Right. Traditionally, building a custom CRM was this huge, expensive project, but for generations to come, they're using these no-code platforms. It's pretty cool, actually.
No code. So, even I could build a CRM.
Well, maybe not you, but you get the idea. It's kind of like those meal kit services, right? They give you all the ingredients prepped and measured, and you just assemble it. No-code platforms provide these pre-built blocks of functionality, so you don't need to be a coding whiz to create something really powerful.
So instead of being stuck with some generic CRM that doesn't quite fit your workflow, you get one that's tailored to your needs.
Precisely. And it can do so much more than just manage contacts. Imagine automating your follow-up emails, personalized to each customer based on, say, their purchase history or their interactions with your website.
Okay, see, now that's what I'm talking about. That's next level stuff. And speaking of next level, they also mentioned automated social media, which, I don't know, felt a bit vague to me. What does that even mean?
I think a lot of people hear social media automation and they just think scheduling posts, which, let's be honest, can feel pretty impersonal.
Right, like a robot's running your accounts.
Exactly. But it's way more sophisticated than that. We're talking about using AI to really understand your audience, track what your competitors are doing, even tap into trending conversations. Remember our deep dive a few weeks back on competitive analysis? Imagine having those insights constantly informing your social media strategy.
So it's not just about posting for the sake of posting, it's about being strategic. Being present where it matters, and actually engaging with your audience.
Exactly. It's about working smarter, not harder, which seems to be a recurring theme here.
And it all circles back to giving you back the one thing you can't buy more of. Time. Okay, let's move on to something I know is a major pain point for a lot of businesses. Sales. For generations to come, they say they can automate, well, pretty much the entire sales process.
It's a very appealing idea. I mean, who wouldn't want to streamline all those tasks? Sending proposals, following up with leads, managing invoices. It's a lot.
Right. But at the same time, sales is all about relationships. Does automating it mean sacrificing that personal touch?
That's the million-dollar question, right? And the answer is it depends. It's all about finding the right balance. You wouldn't want a robot serving you at your favorite restaurant, right? There's a human touch that's still essential.
Absolutely. So, how does For Generations to Come approach this whole automation thing? They have this six-step process outlined on their website.
Yeah, it's pretty comprehensive. It starts with an intake phase, which I think is really smart. They're not just throwing solutions at you. They're actually taking the time to listen, to understand your business, your goals, your pain points.
So it's very tailored from the get-go. No one-size-fits-all solutions here. What's next?
Then comes the develop phase, where they start brainstorming solutions. And this is where it gets really interesting, because they promise to go beyond the obvious. They'll suggest automations you might not have even considered, leveraging their expertise to find those hidden opportunities.
Okay, so it's not just about automating what you're already doing, it's about finding ways to do things better, even if you didn't know it was possible.
Exactly. But then, of course, they need to make sure everyone's on the same page before they actually build anything.
Right, which is where the next stage, agree, comes in.
Exactly. They emphasize clear communication, setting realistic expectations about timelines and outcomes. And speaking of timelines, the actual creation phase, where they build your automation, can take anywhere from a few days to several months, depending on the complexity.
Yeah, that makes sense, and I appreciate the transparency there. So they build it, but then what? Do they just hand it over and say, good luck?
Not at all. They have a whole handover phase dedicated to training and making sure you're comfortable using your new automated systems.
Okay, good, because automation isn't exactly a set it and forget it kind of thing.
Precisely. And that's why their final stage, help and support, is so crucial. They offer ongoing support to make sure things run smoothly, which is reflected in their pricing.
Ah, yes, let's talk about the price. Because while all this sounds fantastic, 5,000 euros a month, even with their discount for quarterly billing, is a pretty penny, especially for a smaller business.
Oh, for sure. It's a significant investment, no doubt. But they also offer project-based pricing if you prefer a larger upfront cost. But then you own the automation outright. So it's really about weighing your options and deciding what makes the most sense for your budget.
It's that classic rent versus buy dilemma. But I guess the bigger question is it worth it?
That's what it all boils down to, right? And ultimately, that decision comes down to looking at your own business and asking yourself, what would it mean for my business if this was automated? Could you save time, money? Could you finally tackle that project you've been putting off?
Because it's not just about doing things differently. It's about opening up those possibilities that you didn't even know existed.
Exactly. And sometimes that's priceless.
It really is. All right, well, lots to think about for our listeners. If you're intrigued by this whole business automation thing, we'll be sure to link to For Generations to Come in our show notes.
Definitely check them out. It might just be the game changer your business needs.
Thanks so much for joining us for this deep dive, everyone. Until next time.
See you then.